Fred, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Drew.
So we're trying to make sense of all we're seeing today. We've not yet covered the Stockholm terror attacks. Let's start with that. Any idea who perpetrated this?
Reportedly, a suspect has been taken into custody, and from the photographs that we've seen here at the company, he appears to be North African in appearance. It's hard to say at this point, but it's clearly a terrorist attack, Dr. Drew.
And so we don't know what motivated it or what the purpose, who's taking responsibility yet, right?
We have not seen any claims of responsibility, but one of the questions I would have if I was back in the saddle running counterterrorism investigations would be, did the attack on Syria provoke this vehicular jihadi attack in Stockholm? That would be one of the questions I would be asking the suspect that would be in custody.
What do you think about the Syrian missile attacks? Was it the right thing at the right time, or is it? What are your thoughts?
I think it had to do something. In essence, after seeing the horrible pictures of the sarin gas attack and the babies, I mean, in many ways, the administration had to react much like what we had to do after the LaBelle disco bombing when we decided to strike Gaddafi in Libya. I think that this was the right measured response.
It does feel like the Libyan thing, interestingly. It's a way different point in a presidency, but it does have that kind of feel. And that had some interesting results. It certainly caused Gaddafi to back down, did it not?
It most certainly did. I was in Washington during that time period, and we actually investigated the LaBelle disco bombing at the time. And it certainly caused Gaddafi to do a course correction. Unfortunately, in Assad's case, Dr. Drew, I'm not very optimistic. Obviously, the next move, the ball's in his court. I think that if he's crazy enough to carry out another chemical attack, it's hard to say what we'll do next, but I imagine that it would be an overwhelming kind of response.
Do you think it was him ordering that attack or one of his generals going rogue trying to make him look bad?
It's hard to say with these third world dictators, to be blunt. You really don't know how much autonomy his defense minister or intelligence chief has. In all probability, we have very good actionable intelligence, meaning like a specific intercept, for example, that shows that perhaps he was in the loop. That's the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head.
But then again, that could have been who knows what. It could be fabricated in some weird way. How about the fact that I'm seeing some of the CNN commentators saying, oh, there's a guy in the presidency now that could launch. He launched 59 missiles all of a sudden with a relatively minor transgression.
I don't know. Okay.
I know.
That's the irresponsible part from my point of view is that this is a reprehensible.
It's an act against humanity.
Against humanity.
Yeah.
And from just a civil rights humanitarian outlook, I take away what the United States did today. I don't know. That's open for everyone's interpretation. You're free to have your opinion.
With the missile launches.
Yes. Yeah. That you're free to have your opinion on that. But you do not describe anything that happened in Syria with that chemical gas as anything less than an absolute top of the heap.
Yeah.
Horrible tragedy against humanity.
So what about the magnitude of our response? Was it completely appropriate? Should it have been more or less?
I think the response was very tactical, Dr. Drew and Mike, and I think that they chose the site where the sarin gas was allegedly launched from. They certainly gave the Russians that were on site time to get out of Dodge, so we didn't have to deal with that issue. I think that this kind of signal also resonates to the Chinese during that state visit.
Well, yeah, what about that? I'm curious about that. And by the way, why, if the Russians could get out, why didn't the planes get out of that site?
Well, obviously, I think the Syrians are not that efficient when it comes to that kind of response. Obviously, the Russians were. But when you look at this, the timing of this with the Chinese presidential visit is interesting from my perspective, because typically you would wait for a head of state to depart. So I think it was time to send that signal to the Chinese vis-a-vis North Korea. So the geopolitics in this is most interesting to try to game board out.
And there is a long game here with Iran and North Korea, is there not?
Without a doubt. I know from a just a counterterrorism perspective that I would be very fearful that the Iranian proxies such as Hezbollah doesn't decide to carry out some sort of unilateral action. They certainly have that capability. They reached down into, for example, BA Argentina on a couple cases we worked and leveled the Israeli embassy and the Jewish daycare center there. It's going to be interesting to see if Assad launches these kinds of proxies or can Putin keep everybody in check.